Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is on the move. He's mightily moving by His Spirit. He's moving among people of faith, people that will take Him at His word and put all their trust in Him and operate according to His word. Those that renew their mind and receive the things of God. I love to receive God's word deep in my heart. When I study it, I believe it. Now, when I first got saved, I said, I'm going to believe every part of God's word. And as I learn it, I make my adjustments in the word. The word is true. Thoughts and opinions are lies. And I had to put things in that kind of perspective in order to gain what God was saying. The Lord loves us all, and He's speaking. He always has something good to help us understand. Always something good to help us learn His perfect word. He is not slack concerning His word. And He means what He says, and He backs it up. He helps us to go forward and never backwards. To always go forward in life. His will is at hand. And it's in our best interest to receive what He has to say and speak it in our lives and operate according to the magnificent Word of God. We all have a part to play, and every part that we play is very important. Everything we do, every word, every form of encouragement that we give is important. Our kindness is important. The way we love others is very important. Because the way we love God is attached to the way we love man. The way we love man is in real time attached to the way we love God. That the process of life may form. We have so much to say and do. All that we say and all that we do can be according to God's word. We make a choice every time we act. And everything that we do has its own future attached to it. The way that our advice, the way we help others, the way we encourage others, the life of God can be attached to all that we say and do. As long as what we say and do is in our hearts, if the Word of God is in our hearts, that can become our actions and our choice and our speech. And the Lord is doing a mighty work. He's going to build upon people of faith. Those that love Him, those that seek Him, those that He was able to anoint. He's going to put them forward. And they're going to solve many problems in this world. We're going to see great things happen until that day of the rapture, when the Lord returns and meet us in the midair. But I believe that He's going to meet us and find us working as unto Him. Those that will work as unto God, those that are industrious, those that love Him and keep Him forward in their lives, I believe the Lord's going to solve many problems in the world at the hands of those who love Him. You know, every form of life there is, I believe the Lord's going to have people in place. In the military, people in place to help solve the problems that exist. In the financial world, I believe God has raised up many people to head the financial world, governed by the Holy Spirit. People that will take us to the next level in godly leadership. And all the ministers, all the preachers, that have received their calling. I believe the people that are chosen will be promoted forward. And everybody that's already in place, they'll still be in place, but the anointing on those that God has chosen will be primary. And God will promote them, and they'll solve problems that never were able to be solved. And they will take people forward, and people will see the glory of God in action. Miracles will be done. The voice of cold religion will be extinguished. And the voice of God's word will be broadcast loud. I believe that all forms of doubt and unbelief will be a thing of the past. And those that love God will push forward and overcome and overwhelm the world with the glory of God. Jesus said, "He that believeth will do greater works than me." And the move of God won't be in the corner. It will be up front and personal. I believe some of the moves of God will be where on camera people will see it and share it. And it will become headline news. The cold religious world system tries to hide the miracles of God, but they won't be able to. Now, I ministered at the church years ago on a Wednesday night. And I mentioned something that I believe God gave me, that the world will be used to miracles in the days of the tribulation. Because you'll see the false prophet working lying wonders. The enemy would not bother to copy something that an institution of God unless people desired it, unless they were used to it, unless they saw it before. Remember Janis and Jambres, they were the witches in Egypt before Pharaoh. Moses' staff turned into a snake. And then they threw their staff down and it turned into a snake. And then Moses' staff ate their staff and turned back into a rod. So the enemy always have people in place to mimic the move of God. That's all he can do is mimic it. There's no life in his actions, only deception. But the move of God will not be mocked. Those that live in the balance will see the light. Those that are lukewarm will either become the hot church, or if they remain lukewarm, they will be spit out. God is going to give them over to their own corruption. And people that are in the world, they're going to know that the Savior came and that people benefited from the Savior and got saved. And they lived the life. They're going to know that the church was in place. And they can either come into the kingdom of God or remain in the world. The gray area will be gone. The glory of God is on his people. And I believe great days are ahead in these last end days. These are the end days. I don't believe we have many that long. I'm not sure whether we even have years left. But the move of God is on. God is mightily moving by his Spirit. It already started. And I believe we end in great victory. But we see what's powerful in the Lord is love. People that operate love-based. They love God. They love his people. They love his wisdom. They love his word. They love his kindness. They love his generosity. And see, people of faith are generous people. They are a giving people. They're not going to turn their head when they see people in need. Cold religion is going to be a thing of the past among believers. We're going to call a spade what it is, a spade, an evil thing. See, Isaiah prophesied the churl will be called a churl, and a generous man will be called a generous man, and a sinful man will be called a sinful man, and a righteous man will be called a righteous man. The politicians, you know, the political work, the false speech of politicians will fade next to those who live the glory of God. When you love God, when you do what's right, you don't need props and crutches. You don't need people to believe you. You don't need or depend on people to praise you. But you do what's right because it's right. Not to gain advantage over people. All forms of cold religion will be exposed for the lie that it always was. When Dagon stood next to the Ark of the Covenant, it fell on his face and broke in half. Nothing but the stump was left. Same thing with cold religion. When it stands next to the real deal, when the love of God is preeminent, when the love of God is expressed and people live a life that God can sanction, cold religion always falls flat on its face and it will break in half. People are going to be ashamed to even mention it in these days. It's forming. They won't be able to lie or protect it. They won't be able to protect their cold religious views. When the light is shining bright, darkness always hides. Satan won't be able to camouflage himself among the people of God anymore with his lies. As people go forward following God, this is not something that we can muster ourselves. This is not something we can manufacture. This is not by the might of man. This move of God is not by the wit of man. And the only people that will work it are those who follow God, those who are guided by the Holy Spirit, those who live the life of Jesus, those who operate according to the mind of Christ. Only them. Those who have given ear to cold religion and won't budge, they'll be stuck in the past. But they'll be exposed. They'll still be teaching whatever they teach. And here comes the light. The Pharisees taught whatever the Pharisees wanted to teach. They were honored. They were praised. People looked up to them. They thought highly of them. They looked honorable. They were in place and position. They had reputation. And then Jesus came. And he healed the sick. The blind were able to see. The deaf were able to hear. The lame men were able to walk. The lepers were cleansed. Those that were depressed were edified. Those that were dead were raised from the dead. Jesus Christ taught people the wisdom of God as he worked miracles among them, and the people honored him. And the Pharisees were on their way out of business. Their darkness had to hide. They tried to trick Jesus. They tried to trap Jesus. They tried to twist his words. But God kept giving him wisdom. And they could say nothing. They could say nothing against him in truth. They couldn't even say anything in truth to arrest him. But they lied on him when it was time for him to lay his life down. Now, this move of God will be known. Many people will honor God because of it. And many people will do just like the Pharisees did. And the question will be asked, why do the heathen rage? Why do the people imagine a vain thing? See, all their deception will be exposed for the lie that it is. All of its failure will be exposed for the lie that it always was. And nobody's going to want to go back to the way things were. People are going to benefit from the move of God. Even people that don't know God will benefit from this move of God. Life is going to get better as they know it for a while. But everybody must, they will also know that their time is short, and it will be preached that the time is, that it's high time to get saved because the time is short. And people are going to feel the unction that the time is short. And they're going to see God moving. They're going to see people being blessed by the Lord. Unusual things will happen. People that they didn't think would get saved will get saved and be honorable and be productive and industrious and generous. And some people will grow worse, but some people will have ears to hear. And remember, it don't take many. But when people give their ears to God, when they have ears toward the Lord's voice, towards His call, when they are dedicated to do the Word of God in spirit and in truth. See, the only way to operate in spirit and in truth, to worship God in spirit and in truth, you have to believe Him. Only people of faith can worship in spirit and in truth. People who believe God and have dedicated their heart to know Him. This goes far beyond what they're going to get. This goes far beyond rewards. Remember, Satan thought Job loved God for rewards. He said, take away his possession, he'll curse you to your face. Job didn't curse him to his face. Take away his health, and he'll curse you to your face. Job still didn't curse him to his face. And then Satan tried to make him miserable and depressed with the words of his friends and his wife. That didn't work either. Nothing worked because Job was dedicated from the heart. And this living move of God, the people in it that love God are no different. If anything, they are even greater because we have Jesus. And Job was looking towards Jesus. We have experienced Jesus. And our dedication goes far beyond the good things that God has done and will do. And it's much deeper and much greater in our eyes than the contrary world. Opposition means nothing to us. The greatest challenges we face is no giant in our eyes anymore. The lies that once puzzle us no more. We're beginning to see God's face in His Word. We're beginning to see the living change that's available to us in the Word of God. We're beginning to see the spirit of the Word, all of the Word working together according to God's heart. We're beginning to see the change that's coming in us and in life. We're gaining the knowledge to expect greater in all the things that God can do. Limitations are falling off our life. My pastor said, when you study God's Word, demons fall off your life. They have nothing to attach to. You don't want what they're selling. You can take Satan and his vacuum cleaners and buttons and throw them off your front porch. We don't want your buttons. We don't want your vacuum cleaners. We don't want anything you're just trying to sell us. All your cold religion, take it with you. All of your lust, your greed, everything that's wrong, We don't want it anymore. We hate it. How can you sell somebody something that they hate? Not only did we come to the point where we love God, a hatred is forming. A hatred is simultaneously forming in the heart of everybody that loves God, because we see the world for the lie that it is. Years ago, Satan did his best to tempt me with lust and anger. And I realized that the way he tried to get men, if he can get you angry, he can cause you to justify whatever it is you want. If he's trying to tempt you with lust and he tried to get you over into anger at the same time, you feel justified in doing whatever it is you do, because a restraint is gone. But the Lord gave me wisdom. I saw his lies for what they were, and I learned to hate it. I didn't just say I don't want this in my life. I said I hate it. I said it by faith. I said it with dedication, and I said it on purpose, and I said it many times. And the word of God, I received God's word, the strength of God's word. And as I received the strength of God's word, I saw the lies for what they were. I saw what Satan was trying to do. He was trying to get me to alter so that I couldn't use the anointing that God gave me and help people live. I said, he's not trying to make me happy. He's trying to destroy me so that the anointing won't work. And I got mad, like you're going to do. I got upset. I got fiery mad. I said, never. You'll never trap me with your foolishness. I said, I hate it. And I cursed his works. I cursed all of his works. And I blessed the works of God in me. And I asked the Lord for more knowledge and more understanding. And I said, Lord, teach me how to hate this like you hate this. Teach me how to love your wisdom and your ways and your people like you love them. And I received God's word in my heart until it was formed in me, until it was true. And I enjoy God's life. Now, many other people are doing the same thing. They're not taking no for an answer anymore. They're not letting cold religion lie to them anymore. They're not allowing the principles of God to slip away anymore. And we are growing. We are progressive. Yielding to the Holy Spirit. See, even if things are not in place like you desire, you can always, my friend, yield to the Holy Spirit and enjoy his countenance, enjoy his presence. And the word will be formed in you, and you will live the new life that nobody can speak against. Remember how the enemy distracted Job with five distractions, distraction after distraction, distraction after distraction. When the first bearer of news came and told him that his camels were stolen. Another one came and told him his sheep was stolen. The sheep was first, then the camels. Before he was finished talking, another one came. Before he was finished talking, another one came. And before he was finished talking, another one came. And the last part of bad news was his children, his precious children, were killed, all 10 of them, at their eldest brother's house. A tornado came and whirlwind blew the house down on top of them. Trying to make Job curse God to his faith and recant his love for God. But Job wouldn't do it. I won't do it. And God has raised up people now. He has people that will follow him without restraint. They will destroy the core religious straps and all the bonds of worldly fear and all the dependence on man. See, cursed is he who trusts in man in the first place, according to Jeremiah. Cursed is he who trusts in man. Man will fail you. But blessed is he who trusts the Lord. who seek the Lord, who take the Lord at his word, they're going to be on the news. They're going to be forward. They're going to do the mighty works of God. It's already happening. I've heard more good preaching recently than I have all my life. And I listen to the Christian television and radio. I always have, from time to time. But now, the Lord has raised up people and the teaching is more intense. And now the Lord has something even more interesting called YouTube. People that are having dreams are able to share them. Now, I'm going to tell you what was happening. People always had dreams and visions. And then they tell their pastor and people they trusted. And cold religion would get in the way. If he had a compromise, if he had a will to compromise, he taught people out of sharing it. Only those who love God would allow people to share the testimony with the congregation. And to keep God's people from getting hurt, sometimes the Lord held things back. Because the people around that person were not mature enough. Some people want all the attention and all the glory and preeminence and their pride. And cold religion just always infiltrates their ministry. That's why many are called.